الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Why? Why leave your family and loved ones behind? Why leave the comforts of your home here in America? Why go to a country that is 98% Muslim? Why? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, "The love of Christ constraineth us." Why do we go? Because of His love. Meet Josh and Julie Mead, our missionaries to Senegal, West Africa. They have gone to this dark land to spread the light of Christ, and we had the opportunity this year to go and help build a Bible center for their ministry. A lot of preparation goes into a trip like this where we're working with construction. We pack all of our cases to 49 and a half pounds to be able to bring them with us. Each guy checks in 2 cases, and we carry all of our own personal clothes in our carry-on. Brother Bill Simon, our foreman on these trips, helps us know exactly what tools we need to pack, and we have a detailed inventory list so we know where the tools are and we can be very efficient in using them. Once we had everything packed, labeled, and ready to go, we all met together at church on Friday afternoon. We hugged and kissed our families, and we got together for a picture, and we took off for Dulles International Airport. We got there right on time and had a real smooth transition through security. We got to sit around and fellowship a little bit before we took off and had a 7.5-hour direct flight to Dakar, the capital in Senegal. The day that we left was the same day that the airliner jet from Malaysia went missing. And so we don't take for granted the safety that God gives to us as we travel to countries around the world. Well, not having any layovers allowed us to get as much sleep as possible. And when we arrived, we were able to quickly go through customs. And because we had already obtained our visa here in the United States, we didn't have to mess with that. And so we were able to quickly get out of the airport and meet our missionary. He had a bus waiting for us where we were able to start putting all of our cases on top and strapping them down. We packed all of our personal bags into the back of Josh's truck. And then we began our 4-hour trip from the capital, Dakar, up to a fishing city off the coast, Saint-Louis, a city of about 300,000 people, and consequently, a city where my wife was born and grew up on the mission field. Senegal is part of the Sahara Desert, and so we saw a lot of sand along our way, a lot of dry regions. We also saw some different livestock. They like to use the horse and buggy still there for different resources and means. And they raise some cattle for food and whatnot. There were some beautiful sights as well. Tropical flowers and fruits. And of course, there's always the poverty. But just as bad as the physical poverty is the spiritual poverty that you'll find in this country. A country that is blind to the truth and following religious works to try to seek salvation. We finally arrived at our destination in the city of Saint-Louis, and we immediately went over to the missionary's house where we unpacked our cases, got things organized, and got to work right away. Pastor kept a crew of 4 different guys to work on woodworking, him and Bill Holloman, Josh O'Connell, and Mark Hostetler. Brother Josh Mead did a great job having all the materials there ready for us. He had all the wood prepared so the men could get to work right away. And we brought a table saw, a router, different sanders, and other tools in order to work properly with the wood and make exactly what they needed us to make. Meanwhile, the other crew got busy trying to put together our portable mixer, which was extremely valuable considering all the mortar and concrete that we were going to have to make. We had to pack it in three different cases. Thankfully, all three cases made it there. And with the help of several different individuals, we finally were able to get it together. And we used it quite a bit. We also left it behind for Brother Josh to have to finish any other construction needs he has. Then the block and concrete crew went over to the church site where we would be working for the week. And we got things set up. We got some instructions from Josh and what he was looking for. We began working on building up the walls to the height that they needed to be. We had to start off by tying these wires around the rebar, as you can see. And that took a little bit of time. And then we started laying the block and making mortar to be able to put the block up on the walls, going up another two layers so that we could eventually have the bond poured where they would have the second floor connect to the wall. And as you can see, their scaffolding was not American-made scaffolding. We just put some layers of block and stuck some boards up on it and prayed we stayed up there. And the angels were working overtime. But as you can see, here's a little bit of a picture of what we were doing. There's Brother Josh putting down some mortar, laying some stones. Here's the building. It's quite large and a lot of different rooms where they're going to have different activities in their Bible center. They'll have a place for library. It's an educational city, and so people will be able to come and get books that they can rent out. It'll also have an activity room in it, a film room where they can show Christian films. Different intuitive ways to be able to give out the gospel. And so we would lay the mortar down, and we would have blocks handed up to us as we're on the scaffold, and we'd lay it down and fill the cracks in with the mortar. And as we got further up, we had to run the lines of electricity. That's that orange tube that you see there. And we had to make lots and lots of mortar. Those guys worked hard mixing that mortar and getting it to us. And we spent the remainder of that day on Saturday and then on Sunday in between the church services working on that. But that night, Saturday, we got done. We were tired after the flight, working hard, sun setting down. We got a good night's rest that night. Next day, we had church in the morning. We had breakfast there at the church the next morning, and we got to meet Brother Pat Russell, another missionary that Josh and Julie work with, along with his family. And we got to sit around and fellowship a little bit before the service and get to greet some of the folks there in the church. Here's a little bit of footage of the auditorium where they meet there on Sunday morning. And then you'll hear a little sampling of the singing that morning. They sang both in Wolof, which is a local language, as well as in French. And then Pastor had a chance to preach that morning. He preached on the priceless gift of heaven. Here's a little bit of his preaching.
How would we describe heaven today in our words?
Si on donne une description du ciel avec nos propres mots, comment on va le faire?
The Bible says it has streets that are made with gold.
La Bible dit que même les chemins là-bas, ils sont, se sont faits avec de l'or.
And God has prepared that place for us.
Et Dieu, il a déjà préparé là-bas pour nous.
Everyone in this building and everyone outside.
Pour chacun ici, même pour chacun qui habite ici.
And he wants to give it to us.
Et il veut nous donner ce don.
It is a gift.
C'est un don, un cadeau.
The meats fed us extremely well. We ate some typical dishes. Here's a little video that shows some of that.
You can still be careful for bones, but you can split the head, fish half.
Is there a pepper here somewhere I want to avoid?
No, she didn't have any peppers this time. Okay, so there's your chunk of fish.
Mark will eat it, though.
Nope. This is what the bone looks like, but you still got to watch out.
The next day, Monday, we got up bright and early and got right back to work. The guys in the woodworking site continue to work on building some cabinets as well as some bookshelves. They also were able to build some bunk beds as well as, for the first time ever in Temple Baptist Church missions trip history, a chicken coop. And back on the concrete crew, we were mixing some more mortar and beginning to work on putting in some septic tanks that would go under the garage floor. We had to make three different tanks, and then we began pouring concrete to put foundation throughout the whole building. Started going room by room, pouring a foundation about 4 inches. And miraculously, we found this commercial mixer that we were able to rent, the only one we could find there in San Luis. And so we had 2 mixers mixing, and we were pouring concrete as fast as we could. And thank the Lord we were able to finish the building, most of the building, with the concrete foundation. After we finished our job, all the woodworking was done and the concrete block and foundation was poured, we made our way back to Dakar on Thursday to begin our trip back home. And on the way back, we drove by these salt fields, and I couldn't help but think how God has called us to be salt on this earth. But who will go to these Senegalese people and share with them how Jesus Christ can make a difference in their lives? We saw a beautiful sunset as we almost approached the airport. The sun is setting on the time that these folks have to accept Jesus as their Savior. We had 14 in our group, and we want to thank you for the privilege of being able to represent you on our mission trip this year to Senegal, West Africa.